From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter arrived in Iraq's Kurdistan Sunday. He is there to review the ongoing military offensive to retake the jihadist bastion of Mosul. As the Pentagon chief went into talks, the Kurdish leader, Masoud Barzani, U.S. officials said Kurdish Peshmerga forces had almost reached their goals in the week-old offensive. The battle plan is for the Peshmerga forces to stop along a line at the average of 20 kilometers outside the city of Mosul. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported heavy clashes and airstrikes that shook the Syrian city of Aleppo, according to the group on Sunday. It comes as heavy fighting resumed after the end of a three-day truce declared by government ally Russia. The truce ended without any evacuations by the UN, which would have allowed the wounded civilians to leave and the delivery of aid. The pro-government Arab coalition Sunday stepped up airstrikes on Iran-backed rebels in Yemen, and clashes raged on the ground. Warring parties ignored a UN call to renew a fragile ceasefire. The 72-hour ceasefire took effect just before Wednesday midnight to allow aid deliveries in Yemen. It officially ended midnight Saturday. An unmanned cargo ship operated by the U.S. company Orbital ATX arrived Sunday at the International Space Station. It delivered 2.5 tons of food and supplies to the six astronauts that are living in orbit there. This is VOA News.